Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, Moses Henry Jones. The number here is area code 516-418-5978, and we're giving out the number to Jensen Franklin, who happens to be the senior pastor of the seven campuses, free chapel churches. So, Jensen, I want to give you an equal opportunity to call into the broadcast and to counter what I say, because this whole series is entitled, and it's based on a question: how spiritually and biblically retarded is Jensen Franklin? And I claim that he is very retarded. He is extremely retarded. The Oxford Thesaurus, and I love the Oxford Dictionary and the Oxford Thesaurus. You know I'm a big fan. I am a wordsmith. I study words. I'm into words. I'm constantly looking up words and discovering new words and reminding myself of the definition of old words, because that's what you have to do as a preacher. A preacher has to be a person of the books. A preacher has to be a bibliophile. It's got to be in love with books. And If you're not, listen, if you're not going to be a bibliophile, don't be a preacher. But Jensen Franklin is a dunce, and I proved that in my Spirit of Python trilogy. By the way, if anyone out there, if any one of Jensen Franklin's church members wants the Spirit of Python trilogy, the first volume is Spirit of Python Dunce, the second volume, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, and the third volume, Spirit of Python Retard. Listen, I just show, it's easy to show how Jensen Franklin got dumber and dumber throughout his book, his New York Times bestseller, The Spirit of Python. I show you how the guy mentally digressed, how he went from dunce, then he went a step lower to ignoramus, then he went a step lower to retard. He graduated down, is basically what I'm trying to say. And now he's a super retard. And if anyone, if any member of Jensen Franklin's church wants to call in the broadcast, again, I invite them to call in. The number here is 516-418-5978. My Oxford thesaurus tells me that if Jensen Franklin is a dunce, then he is also an idiot, a stupid person, a simpleton, an ignoramus, a dullard, a nitwit, dimwit, halfwit, moron, cretin, imbecile, nincompoop, airhead, bird brain, pea brain, ninny, doofus, schmuck, bozo, lummox, and the words that I can put in the place of dunce is ongoing. Those are just a few words, and the Oxford thesaurus, that we can remove the word dunce and put any one of those words, I can call Jensen Franklin Spirit of Python Ninny, or Spirit of Python Nincompoop, or Spirit of Python Bird Brain. Any one of those would be okay. And I listen, I'm on solid ground because I am reading out of the Oxford Thesaurus. The Oxford Dictionary, the dictionary that speaks of the Queen's language. You know how prim and proper the Queen of England is. So, my brothers and sisters, we're in studio today. This is part 7 in this series, How Spiritually and Biblically Retarded Jensen Franklin Is. And you know that I have been making my case. You know that I have been doing these broadcasts, and with each broadcast is like putting another nail in the proverbial coffin. Now, I want you to remember that all of these broadcasts are interconnected. In other words, it's important. Now, some of you may be tuning in tonight for the first time. I get it. But if you have a chance, don't shortchange yourself. Don't take any shortcuts. You know, there's the person that I'm speaking about in this series, Mr. Jensen Franklin, has taken many, 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 many academic shortcuts, and look where it's landed him, in the land of the dunces. So don't take shortcuts. I am a teacher par excellence. I have to toot my own horn. And when I teach, each broadcast is a building block. I'm bringing you a little closer to more truth with each and every single lesson. So let me encourage you. We've done 6 broadcasts so far, and you need to listen to all 6. Go back to number 1 and listen to that broadcast. And then listen to all 6, and of course today's broadcast, and then I'll be back in studio tomorrow to do broadcast number 8. And with all of these broadcasts, you will receive some wonderful academic outlines. outlines that I lay out for you. In other words, the same teaching outline that I'm using, I want you to have, and I want you to check out my sources. As you know, I can prove everything I say because I cite my sources. I give attrition, I give attribution to those scholars that I have researched, and I want you to have the same access to the same scholars. This is why I quote them, and then I tell you where you can find this information. All right, so this is broadcast number 7, and I want you to turn to your outlines. The outlines are free of charge. All you have to do is email me, Moses Henry Jones, and look, freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com, and I will send you the outlines. Now, you know I send you the outlines in a bundle or in a package. In other words, that you get it in one PDF, one huge PDF. And then what you have to do is you have to scroll down to the page that I tell you to scroll down to. And today, our outline consists of only 2 pages. We're going to be looking at page number 18 and 19 only. Now, you have more pages. You have page 20, 21. There are more pages, but we're only going to be looking at page number 18 and 19. And the heading on page 18 ought to be yellow, yellow. What I mean by that is Contending for the Faith of Moses Henry Jones broadcast ought to be in yellow. This is broadcast number 223. This is part number 7. And the date on this broadcast outline is December the 13th, 2019. And today I'm going to, once again, by way of introduction, I'm going to be dismantling the second faulty interpretation pillar in Jensen Franklin's sermon, Jezebel's Children. Jezebel's Children. We're going to be looking at this faulty interpretation pillar. Now, in the previous broadcast, I gave you an introduction. I told you what the series was going to be about. And then I told you that Jensen Franklin's sermon, Jezebel's Children, stands upon 5 things or 5 interpretations, erroneous interpretations on behalf of Jensen Franklin when he reads Revelation chapter 2, starting at verse 18 and goes all the way down to verse number 29. Jensen Franklin has built his sermon on these 5 points or 5 pillars of interpretation, which are completely erroneous and shows, listen, it shows how biblically and spiritually stupid he is. Why spiritually retarded? Well, because, my brothers and sisters, Jensen Franklin claims that he and his church has a wonderful relationship with the Holy Spirit. I already played that audio. I don't need to play it again. When Jensen Franklin did the infomercial for his book, The Spirit of Python, he told us in an infomercial that was produced by the publishing house Charisma House Book Group, Jensen Franklin told us in a 4-minute video that he and his church have a wonderful relationship with the Holy Spirit. Well, that's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because Jensen Franklin is a retard. And the Bible says, Jesus told us that he will send the Holy Spirit, and one of the names of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. And one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth is that he would lead us and guide us to all truth. Well, it's impossible for the Holy Spirit to have a relationship with Jensen Franklin and vice versa, and the Holy Spirit be the Spirit of Truth and Jensen Franklin teaching wholesale error. It's impossible. Now, you, the members of the Free Chapel churches, you may drink that Kool-Aid, but I'm not. I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid. Secondly, He tells us that his church members have a wonderful relationship with the Holy Spirit, but that too is impossible. Why? Well, because people who have the Holy Spirit would not be applauding and cheering and saying amen to error. It's impossible for you to have the Holy Ghost and hear error and cheer it and applaud it and affirm it by saying amen. Impossible. So, Jensen Franklin is spiritually retarded. He's, according to Hebrews chapter 5, there are spiritually and biblically retarded people. Just read Hebrews chapter 5, starting at verse 12. The author of Hebrews chides his readers, rebukes his readers for being so long in the faith, but they're still babes mentally. They're still babes spiritually. They're still babes biblically. They ought to, by this time, said the author of Hebrews, they ought to be teachers, but they're babes in need of milk. That's what biblical and spiritual retardation looks like. Someone who's been in church for 30, 40 years and doesn't know a lick of the Bible. That's Jensen Franklin, my dear brothers and sisters. The man is biblically and spiritually retarded. So, he's been preaching for a long time, Jensen Franklin has. He's got he has seven campus churches, seven mega churches, and yet the man knows nothing of the Bible, and I'm proving it through the series. Now, I wrote a whole trilogy just on his teaching on the spirit of Python. And oh my goodness, is this man stupid? Is he stupid or what? And now in this sermon, my goodness, he surpasses his stupidity. I didn't think that was possible. I knew he was retarded, but I didn't know he was super duper retarded. He was retarded in 2013 when he penned his New York Times bestseller, The Spirit of Python. But now, 6 years later, now in 2019, he has become super-duper retarded. So, turn to your outline that has the yellow heading, and broadcast number 223, part 7, broadcast date 12/13/2019, and on the bottom of the page, you should have page 18. If you got all that, you have the right outline. Now, I already spent 3 broadcasts in dismantling Jensen Franklin's first interpretation pillar, his first faulty interpretation pillar, and that faulty interpretation pillar, Franklin claims that the woman being referred to in Revelation 2:20 is not actually a woman like Jesus claimed she was, or like the Holy Spirit claimed she was, or like John wrote down that she was. But Jensen Franklin wants us to believe his version. Now, again, he's contradicting Jesus. Jensen Franklin is contradicting the Holy Spirit. He's contradicting John. Think about it. This guy, Jensen Franklin, tells us, oh, no. No. She's not a woman. Now, Jesus says she's a woman. The Holy Ghost made John write down that she was a woman. John wrote down that she was a woman. But yet, Jensen wants us to believe that she is a spirit. That's what he wants us to believe. That the woman being referred to in Revelation 2:20 is really a spirit. Now we're looking at faulty interpretation pillar number 2. This is the first broadcast on pillar number 2. Franklin claims that at death, Old Testament Jezebel's human spirit transitioned into a demonic existence. In other words, Jensen Franklin is peddling what I call retardcastle because he's a retard. So Jensen Franklin is not a Pentecostal, and he's no longer a crazy Costell. Jensen Franklin is a retard Costell, and in Jensen Franklin's retarded mind, in his retarded theology, Jezebel's human spirit has undergone a certain kind of reincarnation where her human spirit becomes a demonic spirit. That's his claim. That's his claim. All right. So let's listen to Mr. Frank. Let's listen to this guy. Here he is.
I want you to look with me today in Revelation chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 17. He who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. I don't have time to read that. Verse 18. And the angel of the church in Thyatira write these things. Says, who's saying this? The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, and faith, your patience as for your works. The last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman Jezebel. I want all the women to relax because this is not that kind of a sermon.
Now, listen closely to what he says after this. Now, he wants the ladies to relax. It's not that kind of a sermon. I'm not beating up on women. But I want you to see how he, in a very subtle way, he tells you that the woman being... Now, he told the women in the audience, even though the text says woman, I want you ladies to relax. I'm not using the text to attack you or to tell you to straighten up and to tell you that wives ought to submit to their husbands. No, no. It's not that kind of a sermon. It's not that kind of, now notice, he didn't say to the whole congregation. He said, now, ladies, you relax. I don't want the women in the church to get upset. The text says a woman. And he directs his attention to the women of the church because he doesn't want them to pick up their pocketbooks and walk out. But notice what he says next. When he refers to Jezebel, when he says that woman Jezebel, notice that he tells you it's not really a woman, it's really a spirit. And that's pillar number one, faulty interpretation pillar number one, because no, it is a woman. It is not a spirit as you claim.
But I don't, because you allow that woman Jezebel, which is a reference to a spirit, really.
No, it's not a reference to a spirit. It's really a reference to a woman. It's not a reference to a spirit. And this is why when you read the text, you told the women to calm down. You didn't tell the men to calm down. In fact, you didn't even tell the devil and his demons to calm down. You told the women in the church to calm down because the text is referring to a woman, but he wants us to believe it's a spirit. That's the first pillar that we destroyed. We showed in three different lessons, I proved to you, using concordances, using Greek lexicons, using Bible commentaries, and using Bible encyclopedias and Bible dictionaries, I proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that the person being referred to in Revelation 2:20 by Jesus, whom Jesus called a woman, whom the Holy Spirit calls a woman, and whom John calls a woman, was really a woman and not a spirit, as Franklin claims. That pillar was demolished. Now, I want you to see how he goes now, and he talks about how now Old Testament Jezebel, Old Testament, notice when he talks after her death, 1,500 years, 1,800 years later, you have this airy, this A-I-R why this airy creature, this floating creature, this spiritual creature is out there in the atmosphere of someone wreaking havoc. I want you to listen to him. It's going to take a little while, but once he finishes reading the text and he starts talking about Jezebel, and he starts talking about Old Testament Jezebel, you'll hear him talk about how she is a spirit, how she transitioned from a woman in the Old Testament to a spirit today. Listen to this.
Who calls herself a prophetess to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Listen to this. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. And then I want you to really focus in on this. Verse 23. I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he who searches, notice this now, the minds and hearts. Everybody say minds and hearts. And I will give to each of you according to your works. Verse 26, he who overcomes, overcomes what? The spirit that he just described. He who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He'll rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like potter's clay, like potter's vessels. What's beautiful about this is he said, in the end, I'm going to give authority to people who have been broken vessels. I'm going to give broken vessels power and authority to rule in mighty ways. I want to talk to you about something very different today that God laid on my heart, that I believe is a word very much in season for our lives. I'm preaching today on Jezebel's children. We've all probably heard people refer to Jezebel, but I want to talk about that 23rd verse where he makes reference to Jezebel's children. And I believe the Lord is going to speak to us today. The first three chapters of the book of Revelation describe seven churches. And it is a picture, and it gives the characteristics of what the end time church is going to be like. Seven stages of Christianity, seven prophetic churches. In most of those churches, there's things that Jesus himself compliments, and there's things that he confronts.
We're just having a little technical issues with the internet. Just hold on, Saints. It'll come back on.
That he confronts.
All righty. Let's see if we can move this thing along.
Working through the seven churches. Lean in. I promise this is going to hit you right where you're living. He said, now, in the church of Thyatira, there is something that you have done right, but then he shifts the focus and he says, but I have something against you. Because you're allowing Jezebel to seduce and bring sexual immorality.
Now notice what he did. He skipped. It doesn't say you have allowed Jezebel. It says you have allowed that woman Jezebel. Notice what he did. He omitted the phrase that woman. He said you have allowed Jezebel. But that's not what the text says. He is omitting. Now, based on Revelation, let me take you to Revelation, because he's reading out of Revelation 2:20, right? Okay. But if you go to Revelation 22, Jensen Franklin is asking for a whole heap of trouble. And the reason why he's asking for a whole heap of trouble, because this is what God says in verse 18 of chapter 22, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written therein in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy," Jensen Franklin just took away some words, "God shall take away his name from" what? Shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city. You see the danger of tampering with God's word, particularly in Revelation. Now, Jensen Franklin should have read that woman, but he doesn't want to read that woman because he doesn't want to emphasize that she's a woman. He wants to emphasize that she's a spirit. But that's not what the text says. That woman Jezebel, not Jezebel, that woman Jezebel. Here it is again.
Living. He said, now, in the church of Thyatira, there is something that you have done right, but then he shifts the focus and he says, but I have something against you because you're allowing Jezebel to...
No, it's not just that you're allowing Jezebel, but you're allowing that woman, Jezebel, that gune in Greek. So notice, he wants to take your focus off the fact that she's a woman because he wants to push the notion that she's a spirit. Okay.
Seduce and bring sexual immorality into the church and into people's lives. Jezebel was a reference that goes all the way back to 1 Kings 18 and 19. She was a woman who married Ahab, and she was exceedingly wicked and immoral. And even though she had been dead for over 1,500 years, maybe up to 1,800 years, she had been dead, her spirit was very much alive in a new generation.
Okay, did you catch that? He says, okay, this Jezebel being referred to, which she goes back to 1 Kings 18 and 19. She goes further back than that. She goes to 1 Kings 16. She goes back to 1 Kings 16, not just 1 Kings 18 and 19, further back than that. So he says, this was a woman who was married to Ahab. She was a woman who was married to Ahab. But when she died, she being now dead for a long time, 15 to 1800 years, as he says, now her spirit is very much alive in this generation. Her spirit. Okay, let's listen to that again. My job is to point out the heresy. My job is to point out the inconsistencies in his pulpiteering. Here it is again.
Against you, because you're allowing Jezebel to seduce and bring sexual immorality into the church and into people's lives. Jezebel was a reference that goes all the way back to 1 Kings 18 and 19. She was a woman who married Ahab.
She was a woman who married Ahab. Notice he says, the first Jezebel, the Jezebel in the book of Kings, was a woman who married Ahab. But notice what he says next.
And she was exceedingly wicked and immoral. And even though she had been dead for over 1,500 years, maybe up to 1,800 years, she had been dead, her spirit was very much alive in a new generation.
So what is he promoting? He's promoting retard castle reincarnation. That's what he's doing. Retard castle we Christians do not believe in reincarnation. We don't believe in reincarnation. Many false religions do, but not Christianity. Christianity does not believe in reincarnation. That's what he's promoting, reincarnation. Jezebel died as a human being. She died. But then she came back as a fallen spirit, as a fallen angel, as a demon, as a she-devil. Now I'm going to keep playing because I want you to see how he is teaching reincarnation.
And notice what he said. He said she had children. Every generation, the spirit of Jezebel will produce children. And these spirits, if you entertain them, if you shelter them, if you feed them, they will grow up. And that's why he said in the 23rd verse, her children have to die. You cannot, notice what he tied them to. You cannot allow them to dominate your mind. Did you catch it? They're after the reins of your mind and your heart to turn you away from God. And they come as small things, and if you feed them, shelter them, feed lust, shelter the characteristics that I'm about to give you concerning Jezebel, they will take over your mind, take over your heart, and destroy your life in every way. Jezebel has children. He's warning us. Jesus himself is warning the end time church that the predominant spirit that will come to the end time church will be Jezebel, and she will have children alive even though she's been dead for 18 years. She will have spiritual children, demonic spirits alive that will attack families, marriages, homes, men, women, and it's going to manifest in their minds and attack their minds and their hearts.
So Ahab's wife, who was actually a woman, when she died, she came back as a demon. She came back as an evil spirit. She came back as a malevolent spirit. That is reincarnation. That's reincarnation. And by the way, it's an upgrade. You know that when most religions teach on reincarnation, let's say if you were bad in this life, when you die, if you were evil like Jezebel was, you in the next life you come back like a fly. If you're bad, you see in reincarnation. In these religions, if you're bad as a human, you come back as a downgrade in the next life. So you don't come back as a human, and you don't come back as something special. You come back as a fly, as a earthworm. That's the punishment, according to these religions. Because you didn't behave yourself when you were a human, now the gods punish you, and when they allow you to come back in another life form, you come down in a lower life form. Jensen Franklin is teaching a kind of reincarnation that if you're bad as a human, you come back as a superior life form because angels or demons are higher in rank than humans. This is why the Bible says that God made Jesus a little lower than the angels. Why? Because man is not as mighty as the angels. Man doesn't have the knowledge of the angels, the strength of the angels, the wisdom of the angels. We don't have the experiences of the angels. We don't get to see God. Have you seen God? I haven't seen God. Angels see God all the time. Angels go to and fro from earth to heaven as God would have them to come. So a human being is lower in the creation than angels. So notice, Jezebel, who was wicked, instead of coming back in a lower life form, comes back in a superior life form. Because we're no match for the devil. No human being is a match for Satan. The reason why we survive and we live and we go on with our existence is because God puts a hedge of protection around the saints the same way he put a hedge of protection around Job. But we're no match for the devil. Nobody's a match for the devil. Jesus said to Peter, "Peter, don't you know? Satan has asked to have you that he may cut you down as wheat." We're no match for the devil. No human being is a match for Satan. The Bible says in the book of Kings that God sent one angel, and that one angel wiped out 185,000 Assyrians in one night. That's what the Bible says. One angel. Daniel's in the lion den, and Daniel testifies when the king comes to see him in the morning. "Daniel, why are you still alive?" "Oh, because my God sent an angel, and the angel shut the mouths of the lions." Daniel couldn't shut the mouths of the lions. It was an angel who did it. Peter's in prison in Acts chapter 12, and God sends an angel to break him out of prison. Peter couldn't break himself out of prison. An angel did. So this is what Jensen Franklin is teaching. He's teaching reincarnation, but a retard-castal form of reincarnation, because he's a retard. He's a retard. Now, my purpose tonight in my short outline. Now, let's look at faulty interpretation, pillar number two. Franklin claims that at death, Old Testament Jezebel's human spirit transitioned into a demonic existence. That's what he claims. Now, in tonight's broadcast, I have to prove to you that Jezebel was all woman. Ahab's wife, my whole purpose tonight is, I got to show you that Jezebel, Ahab's wife, was all woman. Now, if she was all woman, which means she was all human, there is no way that Jezebel can become a demon after she died, or that Jezebel can become a spirit after she died. It's impossible. Jezebel was all woman. The same way I took three lessons to prove to you that the woman being referred to as Jezebel in Revelation 2:20 was all woman, I need to prove to you that the original Jezebel who became a template for all other Jezebels, that Jezebel was also a real woman. I have to prove that to you. Because if I can prove that to you, then it's easy to convince you that if you're a human being, you can never become reincarnated into anything else. Because when God makes an angel cannot reincarnate. And when God made man cannot reincarnate in something else. Notice, a reincarnation. You show up in another identity. It's not possible. You are who you are for all eternity. You are who you are. All right? Okay. So I need to prove to you, fact number one, Old Testament Jezebel was a real flesh and blood woman / wife / mother as attested numerous times in Scripture. Now, this is important because there's a branch of theology called anthropology, and there's another branch of theology called angelology. those who are anthropos, those who are human beings, those who are man, never upgrade and become angels. And you know that in angelology, you study the doctrine of good angels, and then there's another branch, which is Satanology, and then there's another branch called demonology. Those two branches are separate, anthropology and angelology, two separate branches. When God makes some men, they remain men. You cannot go from man to angel. And you cannot go from angel to man. As a human being, you cannot have an upgrade. You cannot go from angel to man, and angels cannot be punished and have a downgrade and go from angels to human. There is no reincarnation in the Bible. You are what you are for all eternity. If you were born a man, if you were born a woman, that's what you're going to be for all eternity. If God made you an angel in the beginning of time, that's what you're going to be, an angel. All righty. So now, fact number one. Old Testament Jezebel was a real flesh and blood woman, wife, mother. Now, why do I put woman, wife, mother? Well, because when we looked at the Greek language in Revelation 2:20, and the Bible called the person Jezebel that woman, in Greek it was gune. Gune is woman, wife, or mother. So now, the Bible states that Jezebel was a daughter, was also a woman, and was also a wife. Before we go to the verses that talk about Jezebel being a daughter, a woman, a wife, I want to take you to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2, Genesis 2, because here we have the template for all women. Her name is Eve, Genesis chapter 2, starting at verse 21. Can everyone please open their Bibles? Please follow me with your Bibles opened. It's very important that you follow me with your Bibles open, that you read as I'm reading. And it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 21, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he, Adam, slept. And he, the Lord, took one of his ribs, one of Adam's ribs, and closed up the flesh thereof. And it says in verse 22, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Notice, Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Jezebel, like Eve, was flesh and blood. It says in verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. All righty. Now, the next scripture that I want to read is found in 1 Kings chapter 16. Let's go to 1 Kings 16, because Jensen Franklin said that Jezebel goes all the way back to 1 Kings 18 and 19, and no, she goes back to 1 Kings 16. It says, starting at verse number 29, and in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Naboth, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. Notice what it says. Notice what it says, dear saints. It says, And it came to pass, verse 31, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. So notice, my brothers and sisters, I have proven to you that this woman called Jezebel, that Jensen Franklin refers to, who he claims was the wife of Ahab, I've already proven to you through Bible scriptures that she was a daughter and a woman and a wife. Let's go to chapter 21. Let's go to chapter 21 of 1 Kings. And I'm reading all these Bible verses because I need to prove to you that this was a real woman. Jezebel was a real woman. She belonged to the human race. If we were to study from one branch of theology Jezebel comes from, we would have to conclude that she is from the anthropology branch. She proceeded from man. She is not from the angelology branch. Yet Jensen Franklin wants to confuse us and wants to tell us that she started at the anthropology branch, but then she reincarnated, and now we can find her in the angelology branch. No, that's impossible. But that's what he has done. All right. 1 Kings 21. Verse 23, it says, and of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Verse 25, but there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. If Ahab was wicked, was because his wife stirred him up. His wife made him wicked. She can get this guy to do wickedness. Have you ever seen those little mechanical toys where they have a little key in their back and you have to turn the key? You have to turn the key several times. And then once you turn the key and you can't turn it anymore, you put the little toy down and it starts to move. Now, why was the toy stirred up? Well, because somebody turned the key. Jezebel was the key turner in Ahab's life. Ahab only got activated to do wickedness as Jezebel would take the key in his back and crank it. That's what the text is conveying. So notice, the Bible states, again, that she was a daughter, a wife, and a woman. Alfred Jones's book, The Proper Names of Old Testament Scriptures, makes this statement about Jezebel. She was a daughter of Ethbaal, and I put in bold, daughter. She was the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and the wife of Ahab, king of Israel. In this context, where it says that she's the daughter and a wife, it's speaking about a flesh and blood human being, not a spirit. Okay. Now, the Bible states that a woman, a wife, a mother, Genesis 3:20, 4, 1, and 2. All right. Now, let's go back to Genesis. What does a woman wife do? A woman and a wife becomes a mother. Let's read the Bible. It says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve. Why did he call his wife's name Eve? Because she was the mother of all living. What does a mother do? Give life. What does a mother do? Give birth. A man copulates with his wife. She becomes pregnant. She carries the baby for 9 months. And what does she do? She gives birth. This is proven by Genesis chapter 4, and Adam knew his wife Eve. That word knew is to mean to know her sexually, and Adam knew his wife Eve. And what happened when he knew her sexually? She conceived, and she bare him Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. My brothers and sisters, when a daughter is given in marriage as a woman to a man, she becomes a wife, and then eventually she becomes a mother. Well, my brothers and sisters, in 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 27 through 29, in 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 40, in 2 Kings chapter 1, verses 2 to 14, in 2 Kings chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, we are told that Jezebel had three children: Ahaziah, a daughter named Athaliah. Ahaziah is a son. The daughter is Athaliah, and another son named Jehoram or Joram. So notice, she marries Jezebel, this daughter of Ethbaal, the Sidonian. This Sidonian princess marries this man, this king of Israel named Ahab. She becomes his wife. He knows her intimately. She conceives and becomes the mother of three royal offspring: Ahaziah, a son, a daughter by the name of Athaliah, and Jehoram, the other son. Now, once again, turning to Alfred Jones's book, The Proper Name of Old Testament Scriptures, he tells us Ahaziah, one, a son of Ahab, the seventh king of Israel, he followed in the footsteps of Ahab, being under the influence of his mother Jezebel. And I give you all the scriptures. All the scriptures are there. Who was Ahaziah under the influence of? Under the influence of his mother Jezebel. These are real people, saints. These are flesh and blood human beings. Ahab was a flesh and blood human being. His wife Ahab was a flesh and blood human being. And they had a son named Ahaziah, and he was flesh and blood also. Now, the daughter's name is Athaliah. And she's the daughter, again, going back to Alfred Jones's scripture names, he writes, Athaliah, a daughter of Ahab and imitator of her mother Jezebel. Imitator of her mother Jezebel. And I give you all the scriptures. Next is Jehoram or Joram, number three. The son of Ahab and Jezebel, Joram succeeded his brother Ahaziah as king. He was also called Jehoram. You see, so he was the son of whom? Ahab and Jezebel. And we give you the scriptures. Now, in Herbert Locklear's book, All the Women of the Bible, you can find this quote. Jezebel, she was a corrupt tree. It reads, Jezebel was a rotten root and branch, and thus everything connected with her was contaminated. Her offspring imbibed and continued the wickedness they grew up in. Jezebel's evil influence was revived in her daughter Athaliah of Judea. Her malign character reappears in her eldest son, Ahaziah, who, like his idolatrous mother, was a devout worshiper of Baal. Her second son, Jehoram, or Joram, was another image of his mother, further corrupt from a corrupt tree. So notice, my brothers and sisters, Jensen Franklin claims that Jezebel's spirit is out there wreaking havoc and that the predominant spirit in these last days that's going to be attacking the church is going to be the Jezebel spirit, and I'm here to tell you that's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because Jezebel was a human being. The Bible tells us she was a human being. What's a human being? A person of flesh and blood. Paul said in writing his letter to the Ephesians in the 6th chapter, he says to them, "My brothers and sisters, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities." What is he doing? He's giving a contrast. He says, listen, we're not fighting human beings. We're fighting spirits. But I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that when the prophet Elijah fought Jezebel, he wasn't fighting a spirit. He was fighting a woman made out of flesh and blood. And you can't, listen, it is important for you to understand, it's important, that if the Jezebel of 1st and 2nd Kings was flesh and blood, she could never be a demonic spirit. Because remember, if you are a fruit of the anthropology branch, you can never reincarnate and become a fruit from the angelology branch. It's impossible. Now, in conclusion, I want you to go to 2 Kings chapter 9. 2 Kings chapter 9. 2 Kings 9. And I want you to read all the scriptures about Jezebel and her wicked children. I want you to read all that. Those are important scriptures. They're important because they prove yet again what I've been saying. Jezebel was a real woman of flesh and blood, which Jesse Franklin doesn't deny. He says, oh, no, that Jezebel from 1 Kings 18 and 19, oh, she was Ahab's wife. But where he makes the big leap and where he puts his foot in his mouth is when he says, now she is a spirit who is roaming the earth, wreaking havoc in the church. That's impossible. That's impossible. Because no human being can go from human to demon. That's impossible. Cannot happen. Because the Bible doesn't teach reincarnation. Okay. 2 Kings chapter 9, starting at verse 30. 2 Kings 9:30. When Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. The queen mother heard of it. And she painted her face. Now, my brothers and sisters, demons don't paint their faces. Satan doesn't use Maybelline. And his fallen angels don't use Max Factor. No, they don't. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tired or fixed her hair and looked out the window. And as Jehu entered into the gate, she said, have Zimri peace, who slew his master. And he lifted up his face to the window and said, who is on my side? Who? And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs, and he said, throw her down, throw Jezebel down. And those eunuchs threw her down. And some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he throwed her underfoot. In other words, he ran her over with his chariot. And when he was come in, he did eat and drink and said, go see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter. Whose daughter is she? Ethbal's daughter. Ethbal, the Sidonian. She's a king's daughter. That's how it all started. She started out as the king's daughter. Then she succeeded and became Ahab's wife. Then she went on to become the mother of Athaliah and Ahaziah and Jehoram. But she started out as a king's daughter. She was a flesh and blood woman. And they went out to bury her. You don't bury spirits. You don't bury ghosts. You don't bury ghouls. You bury flesh and blood people. And they went out to bury her. But they found no more of her other than her skull and her feet and the palms of her hand. Wherefore they came again and told Jehu and said unto him, this is the word of the Lord which was spoken by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the earth in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall say, this is, so that they shall not say, this is Jezebel. So notice, my dear brothers and sisters, there you have the horses. They're stomping on her. The horses are turning her into ground beef, and they're destroying her flesh, and that makes it easy for the dogs to devour her. My brothers and sisters, this woman was flesh and blood. So my conclusion is the Bible documents bloody Jezebel, Jezebel's bloody and gruesome death. The account in 2 Kings 9, 30-37 proves Jezebel was a flesh and blood, a human being in the truest sense. Now, once again, no human being can come back as a spirit. None. None. So you need to tune in tomorrow for part number 8, because again, I need to give you a little bit at a time, 1 hour per broadcast. I'm not going to go beyond an hour. There's just too much to give out here, and I need to do it in increments. I need to do it in small bites. I need to do it by piecemeal. And you need to ponder these things, and you need to read the Bible verses, and you need to check out my footnotes, because everything here is footnoted. Everything here is proven. Don't make this up. And this is why I add the pictures, because the pictures brings it around full circle. The dogs can't eat spirit. The horses can't trot upon a spirit. They can only trot upon and eat flesh and blood. Spirit doesn't have blood. When she came down and was hitting the wall, her blood was everywhere. She was flesh and blood. That's what she was. And that's why I needed to prove this, because if I can prove to you that the Jezebel of 1 and 2 Kings was all woman, all flesh and blood, then I can also prove by that fact that she could not be a demon, she cannot be a spirit, she cannot be a fallen angel, she cannot be a malevolent spirit, she just can't be, because no one in the Bible goes from human to fallen angel, no one, because the Bible does not teach reincarnation of any kind. It doesn't. It just doesn't. So tune in tomorrow, dear saints of God. As you can see, Mr. Franklin never tuned in. Mr. Scaredy Cat, Mr. Yellow Belly Sapsucker, never called the broadcast. But we will try again tomorrow. We're going to try again tomorrow to get him to call in. We know it's Saturday. Listen, it could be Saturday. He's not preparing for any sermon. The guy doesn't crack open a book. He doesn't read. He just comes in there and wings it. Tune in tomorrow for part 2, because I'm starting to dismantle the second pillar. What's the second pillar? Franklin claims that at death, Old Testament Jezebel's human spirit transitioned into a demonic existence, and that, my dear friends, is a fairy tale. That, my dear friends, is a fable. That, my dear friends, is erroneous teaching. I'll be back tomorrow. God bless you. Tell somebody else about the series, And if you want the outlines, email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, and I will gladly send them to you. Much love in Jesus. God bless.